SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. House Speaker Mike Johnson says he believes a host of important issues will drive Republican voters to the polls come November.
It's inflation, it's the immigration, the open border, the infirmity of the president. I would add another eye. How about instability on the world stage, which really all this leads into? We're on the verge of World War III. We've got hot wars around the globe in China, Russia, and Iran all working together.
And he says he's very confident the conviction of Donald Trump will rally support for the former president and all Republicans heading into November. In fact, he's already mapping out a strategy for major reforms in Washington.
I told President Trump recently, Mr. President, in your next term, which I'm convinced you'll get, you can be the most consequential president of the modern era, sir, because obviously we've got to fix everything. And he knows that. He gets it. And we're going to have a very aggressive first 100 days agenda in the new Congress, new administration, and I think it's going to excite the people.
Hunter Biden headed to trial on federal gun charges. That in a case brought by the Justice Department. That trial is set to open Monday in Delaware with jury selection. Also, at SRNNews.com, French officials say they've thwarted a terrorist plot aimed at the Olympic Games. Here's Bob Agnew with that story.
French authorities have handed preliminary terrorism charges to an 18-year-old accused of a plot targeting spectators attending Olympic soccer games. The man is accused of planning a violent action on behalf of the Islamic State terrorist group. The National Counterterrorism Prosecutor's Office said the man is being held in custody pending further investigation. The French Interior Minister described the suspect as an 18-year-old man from Chechnya. Bob Agner reporting.
On Wall Street Friday, the Dow finished the day up more than 500 points. NASDAQ was down two. This is SRN News. Some good news in the war on pornography.
Ian Henderson is founder of the Naked Truth Project, a Christian ministry that fights porn in the United Kingdom. He's been at it for 10 years, and he tells Christian Today that even non-believers are coming around. Henderson says, quote, I think more and more people are beginning to recognize the addictive nature of porn and its negative impact. He adds that churches are also much more aware of the problem. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Louisiana Republican Governor Jeff Landry signing a first-of-its-kind bill to classify two abortion-inducing drugs as controlled and dangerous substances. Supporters of the bill say it's designed to protect expectant moms from coerced abortions. Measure passed the legislature even as the nation awaits a final decision from the Supreme Court on an effort to restrict access to one commonly used abortion drug. This is SRN News. The rhetorical war on coal is back again.
Recent moves by the Biden administration to rein in pollution and so-called climate change could hasten the closure of coal-fired power plants and the mines that supply them. Supporters say the changes are long overdue to address health problems from coal pollution. Republicans, though, say the result will be higher electricity prices and fewer lucrative coal jobs. The stakes are high in the Powder River Basin along the Montana-Wyoming border. It has the largest coal mines in the U.S. and a power plant that government officials say is a top emitter of toxic pollution. Rhonda Rockstra reporting.
Pulitzer Prize winning AP photographer Ron Edmonds is dead. He was 77. Edmonds was covering the Reagan White House when the president went to a Washington hotel in 1981. When he walked out, Edmonds took exclusive photos of when President Reagan was shot. More details at SRNNews.com.